Welcome, Paul. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we are here on the Blind Football Masters Keep Your Mind Wide Open 2025, and it's our podcast Blind Kick, and today we have a special guest from Italy here. And Paul, can you introduce yourself a little bit?
Hello, I'm Paul Iobo. I'm 22 years old, and I play for the team of Roccaraso that was formerly known as Crema. As Rasmo said, I come from Italy, and I've known him and the rest of the San Paolo team for like 10 years or so. So
yeah, and our first meeting, it was an IPSA youth camp. How was it for you? It was nice. It was crazy.
As I said, and I was speaking to Wolf about it, I told him, I think that camp was probably the biggest turning point for me, because it was the first time for me to interface myself with international players, with other younger players who now I think are very good and are very good in Europe and in the world. So when I come here, it's always emotional for me because I've been coming here for like the past 7 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't make it last year because I was in Brazil, but
You said it was like your childhood place to play here. Yeah, it's really interesting. And how was it, IPSA Youth Camp? I reminded that you had to play with Spain together against Georgia and this crazy things. It
was the Georgian team was really crazy. Like, they 2 years later we played in the Euros, and the Georgian team always they would always end the game with like two players because one would get a red card and the other one would get injured.
So. Yeah, they wanted just to survive in their games.
And, And in 2018, we also played a tournament in Georgia.
Okay, really?
Yes, we went there. There was like Georgia and Russia at the time.
Oha.
And it was really crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine even the hotel and the pitch and all the things.
The pitch was like basically it wasn't synthetic. It was like rubber.
Normal grass.
Rubber. No, it wasn't grass. It was rubber, like the rubber you have on athletic.
Tartan.
It was insane, and goals were like hockey goals.
Yeah.
But that was like, I don't think we had larger goals yet. But maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Interesting. And. How is it in Crema? How are your training sessions? Where can you train? How's the situation there?
So the team has still trains in Crema, but we've now changed. We basically changed locations. So me, Francesco, Valerio, and Damiano, along with other people, have created a new association that we are trying to. Used to build a new pitch in Roccaraso. Roccaraso is a city in the region of Abruzzo, which is in the central. It's north of Rome.
Okay.
And basically, we've chosen Roccaraso because it's on the on the mountains. So when it gets summer, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And being able to train there instead of training in Crema, where it's like 35 degrees.
It's
gonna be more. More efficient, I think. So.
Yeah, and I was when I was younger, also I was really impressed to see you were getting better and better with Franchi together. How was it? I think Franchi was is your friend, right?
Yes.
And that you grew up together, that you improved together. How was it?
We've been playing together for the past 12 years.
Yeah.
Like, I've met him when I was 10, and he was 11, and we've played together ever since. So basically, we can link very nicely together.
Yeah, of course. So, for example, for us, I also start with Jonathan, Paul, and Philip, and this. If you have the same generation, if you have the same topics, also the same, the same motivation, then you can.
You always push together. Yeah. You push yourselves together to get better. And
yeah.
So when the other gets better, you want to get better as well.
Yeah,
so It's a little fun because it's a bit of competition. Because
of course.
You see everyone getting better and you're like, yeah. Oh, I want to get better as well. So.
Yeah, of course. And what you think, what was the point that you got better and better? What was the main thing? What was your motivation also?
I think it was actually two events. The first was the youth camp. The second was when we played against Brazil. And
crazy.
We lost about 16-2, and I was like, they are so fast.
Yeah.
I wish I could do that. So
great.
I tried to imitate them a bit, and so I kept training with that mindset, and eventually I got better.
I think so, it's successful. And also the Euros in Rome and Pescara, were those also motivations for you? Or
yes,
or
but sadly I broke my ankle in Rome, so I had to skip most of it because I played one match against Turkey.
Yeah.
And the second match against Romania, after 10 minutes, I basically broke my ankle because of a tackle.
Oh no.
So I had to skip that European. Mm-hmm. Pescara instead was very nice because at the time there was one more spot to get to the World Games France. It was England that was hosting the World Games, so there was a fifth place that was open, and I think that motivated me personally. Like that year, the year of the Euros and the World Games, I got so crazy. I reached a point where I trained like 7 times a week.
Crazy, yeah.
So
Euros in Pescara, there was nearby the sea, that was also a great location. Yeah,
yes.
It was so our rooms were 50 meters from sea.
Yes, it was a great location because you could like unwind. And
it was so nice nearby the sea and the Euros. Yeah, I reminded it, and then I think the best time then World Games in Birmingham. Yeah, there you. You got in the quarterfinal. That was
amazing, and we almost managed to tie with them because we lost only 1-0.
Yeah,
but it was crazy. And
was it against Argentina?
Yes.
Was it in penalties? I cannot.
No.
In the game?
It was in the game. Yes.
Okay.
They scored one in the game.
Yeah, but it was so close.
Yeah, it was so close. I think. It might have been also because the game was played at like 8:30 in the morning.
Oh no.
Yes.
Morning is not Italian time,
so
yeah.
It was like 8:30 a.m.
Oh god.
And the funny thing was like, so do you remember there was a hole?
Yeah,
Where you could get breakfast, lunch and
oh god,
and so
no.
And what happened was at breakfast, there were too many people.
Yeah.
So we could not get in.
Oh no.
And we
and you couldn't get anything.
No, we had to get stuff from the places outside.
Oh.
To.
Oh no.
It was like at 7:00.
No.
It was interesting, but
so Birmingham was interesting in all things, and that's really crazy. And I think to get better and better, there's the best possibility. Just play.
Yes, playing is very much helpful because sometimes there are some things which you are training for a long time for and you do not understand, but maybe there is a match and you see someone doing that thing in 2 minutes and it clicks and so it helps you do it.
Of course.
Even if you lose,
it
doesn't matter, you lose, but maybe there's something that you are struggling to accomplish, and seeing it in a match maybe makes it click. That that was what happened with me in most cases. So like it was in the World Games where I figured out I could also shoot from outside the box.
Yeah, great. And you had great shots outside the box.
I didn't do that before that because I didn't know I could do it.
Yeah.
But after World Games, I started doing that more because I've reached a point where I'm either marked constantly or I'm marked when I have the ball, so I need our options.
Of course, and the defenders maybe could block the ball, but the ball could flow dangerous to the
goal. Even if they deflect it, it's still a good thing for us, because if they deflect it, maybe it goes in the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe the keeper misses it.
Yeah, so of course.
It's,
of course.
It's something which yeah. also and had.
Interesting. And what things you would say are you strong on the field? What are your strengths?
I think I'm good in the last 15 meters.
Okay, okay. So the decisions before the goal.
Yes.
In the box. Yeah.
Yes, I think. I think in the last 15 meters, I'm free to do what I want, because I can either run
yeah.
or I can play physically
yeah.
or I can shoot from outside the box.
Yeah.
So it's a place where I can have a lot of options, and
yeah.
It's really nice.
Yeah, the score from you is excellent.
So
I would say. What would you learn more? What is a thing? What do you think? Why I want to learn it? Because
okay, so when I went to Brazil, because I've been playing there for like the past 3 years,
mm.
and we are in the first division now.
Yeah.
The level there is really high.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where every team's is very strong defensively.
Yeah.
Every team has players who are fit. So.
Yeah.
What makes a difference there is not really the level of technique or the level of speed. I mean, yes, it's nice to have them.
Yeah.
But I've noticed the difference there is the timing.
Okay.
The more time you can steal from others, the more options you have.
Yeah, crazy.
Because usually when you get the ball, you already have someone who is coming at you. If you're lucky, you at least have one or two people who will come at you whenever you stop the ball.
Okay, interesting.
So by you have to decide ahead of time, and deciding ahead of time buys you some time you can use to do something else. Whenever you get the ball, you already need to know what to do. You cannot get the ball and then decide. You need to already you need to already have decided an option.
Yeah.
When you get the ball, then
so the first contact is really important. Yeah?
Yes.
If you have the first contact well, then you can decide really
good.
Yes,
but like when you are getting the ball, you need even before you get it, you need to know what to do. Like even before getting the ball, you need to decide should I run? Should I pass it?
Should
I go back?
Yeah.
It might not always work.
Yeah.
But it will get you some more time.
Of course.
This is what I've noticed in.
Yeah. And how is it to play in Brazil? How are the pitches? Do you live there with a family? How is it for you?
I stay in my coach's home. Yes, I stay at my coach's home.
Uh-huh.
And usually, in terms of pitch, it depends.
Yeah.
Because they have two kinds of competitions.
Uh-huh.
Well, this year they have three, but usually they have two.
Uh-huh.
One is a league.
Okay.
And the league is basically 1 week of constant playing.
Ah.
So you have about 4 or 5 days of group matches.
Okay.
And then you have the last 2 days for the finals.
Because Brazil is a big country,
yes. So to save on costs, they make everyone get there and they play in a week.
Mm.
And so that's one. The second one is the regional competition.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are, I think, about 5 regions.
Wow.
And they each have their own competition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is used to determine the teams that will go on the second division.
Ah, okay.
Because they have 2 divisions.
Yeah, yeah.
So the winners of the second division go to the first, and the winners of the regional competitions go to the second division if they are not ready.
Mm.
And so the pitch used in the regional competition is a futsal pitch.
So it's
not synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's indoor. It's an indoor futsal
but
pitch.
But really fast then, yeah?
Yes.
Really fast.
While the pitch they use for the league is a synthetic pitch, but it's indoor.
Ah, indoor also, okay. And what would you say? How is the communication with your players?
it's actually not bad right now.
Okay, great.
The first match I played like 2 years ago was really sad, because I spent about 20 minutes trying to figure out what the comments meant. Even if we tried them before, because what I do is I usually go there like 2 weeks before the league. So I can unwind and I can train with them.
Yeah.
But the first time it was really hard because I needed to sync with the new language because I've never spoken Portuguese in my life. But now it's getting better, so...
That's nice. So which club are you playing for?
It's a club called Adesul, which is in Fortaleza.
Ah, Fortaleza. Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is in the northeast. Mm. And it's very warm there, so all the year very warm.
And how are the people with who you play? Are they what do you think? Are they working? Are they just playing blind football? Do they have money or not?
Okay, so it depends because in Brazil it works like this. So in Brazil, the champions and I believe the first three teams of the first division get a sort of scholarship for the next year. So they get funded by the Brazilian Federation.
Yeah, that's nice.
The players in the national team also get paid, and the players in the under 23 national team also get paid.
Okay.
So in my team there are some players who are in the under 23 national team, so they get a sort of allowance every month. It's not a lot, but it helps them train.
Okay.
While others have a regular job and some can manage to get some special permission to train and go play.
Yeah.
And for others it's a bit hard, but ultimately it depends.
Yeah. And what about you? Are you just playing blind football?
Sadly, no.
And you also study? You study?
I work. Oh. I'm a software engineer.
Okay, great.
Sadly, my luck is that I can work from home, so... Mm-hmm. It really comes in handy when I have to plan my training because if I'm home, I can just train without having to worry about coming back from the office, and so it really helps.
Yeah. For me, it's a really important point to have the training spots nearby.
Yes.
To not lose lots of ways if you just can take your things in home or the pitch nearby, it's great. So when I lived in Hamburg, began to study here in Hamburg, then it was also for me that I was 10 minutes away from the pitch. It was great.
Yes.
Before I had to travel for 2 hours.
Yes.
So if you are nearby, you are really included in a team. You can.
Yeah, but also because from where I live, like Crema is about 70 kilometers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So being able to freely plan when I can train without having to align things with my office is really nice.
Yeah,
and
that
really helps.
Yeah, that's a good option. So, it's an important point. And so, what are the goals for now? You had a little injured, but I hope that we will see us next year in the Euros?
Definitely. My goal for now is to recover for Brazil, which is in September, there is the league.
Yeah.
So that's my first goal. Yeah. After that, I'll love to start to prepare for the Euros. But there is also the tournament in India in between, so that should be...
You will be also in India?
I think so. I think it should be.
That would be nice.
I should be there.
It would be nice. Yeah, for me it's really unsure because, also my knee. We will see. We will see. I think I have to take my time. So I have a motto: Tour de France, because next year it's more important to. I think, and it's also the qualifications for World Games then?
Yes.
I would say. Yeah.
I think it's both for the World Games and the Paralympics.
Yes, it's so important, this tournament. So important. Yeah. Would you lovely be a professional blind football player? What would you say?
If I could, it would be nice.
If you would be paid then?
I think it would be nice because my goal is not to become the strongest, but my goal is to play at a high level.
Yeah.
So I don't care if I'm the best player in the world, honestly. What I care about is, can I play at the high levels? Can I
Yeah.
Can I measure myself against strong players? Yeah. That's
what nice.
I care about.
Yeah. So. And I think for sport is also team playing.
Yes.
You are healthy if you move. Healthiness.
Yes, exactly.
I think also mentally strength.
Mentally, especially in our sport, is important.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah. So do we have a player that you or a team that you don't like to play against? Because it's a good team. It's a battle where you know it's difficult. Or maybe what is a team where you say, wow, that's a high battle against?
That's a hard one. Do you mean with the national teams or?
Yeah, both.
Okay, so for the national teams, I would say Japan and Thailand.
Okay.
They are very hard to play against because they all run so much.
Yeah.
And they cover the pitch like in 2 seconds. It's insane.
Yeah.
And it's always very nice. Also, England is England.
Japan is so loud. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just so.
But both players and guides.
Yeah.
They're very loud. But the players and guides.
Yeah.
Which is also one of their strengths because they play based on that. They know they're loud, so they use that as an advantage.
Yeah.
And as for teams, I would say San Paoli.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
San Paoli.
Yeah.
We've been playing together for years, so it's always been.
It's always a battle, a big battle with lots of goals. Yeah,
yes.
With lots of goals.
Yes.
I remember.
Sadly, this year we both had some injuries, but when we were all together, we were all fine.
The best. And do you like to play against me or not?
Yes.
Be honest.
I do. I do because it's hard. I do because it's hard. Because you are tall like me, so so. Physical plays are usually very, very intense duels, but I don't dislike them.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, so then I think we will enjoy this evening, this time together. And one funny thing, we have the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah,
7th of May.
7th of May,
really?
Yeah. I recognize it now, so 7th of May.
I didn't know that.
I think it could be lucky.
Yeah.
And I would say thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.